What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you.
Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
You have a smirk.
Because I was like, do we start the episode off right now with what I'm thinking in my brain? Like, do I ease in or do I just go for it? Because as I was dinging this, I started dinging really fast. And then it reminded me of like, I've seen it several times, jokes people make, and I just saw it recently on Summer House. It's so inappropriate, and your mom listens to the podcast, but it reminded me of guys trying to find something, and then they think they found something, and so then they aggressively attack that thing. As the way that I went after the bell, hard. And you're like, maybe it was okay to start, but by the end of it, they think that they're on the scent and turns out they have completely missed the
mark.
But they just talked about this on Summer House. They were like, there's two new guys in the house this season. And one of them I love. He's hysterical. I want to hang out with him. And the other one, I don't really want to have anything to do with, but they were talking about, you know, the three girls are sitting there and they're at the party, pool party, and they're just kind of like looking at everyone. They're talking about like, oh, what do we think of the new guys? And they were making jokes about like, West makes you happy in the bedroom. What did they say? Like, the one guy, you know, f***s the bed, and oh, that guy f***s, like, oh, he's good, you know? And then they had all these like things about like, this guy is that and this other guy's this, whatever. Okay, stupid. Go watch Summer House. It's just great. I love it so much. Anyway, wow. So I started dinging the bell.
And then you were cracking yourself up.
And then I cracked myself up.
You just were on a little tear.
And then I had to tell you a 5-minute story that most of you aren't going to get or think is funny, but I'm enjoying
myself.
But
we could all think it's funny if we all did. Because actually, one of my raves today, and I might as well just say now, is Chris and I like started watching Love is Blind.
Oh, okay.
Which, are you watching this season?
No, I haven't. We talked about it. And then I just, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't.
When you get into like a good reality TV show.
Yeah.
It is so nice.
Yeah.
To just have that on demand where you're like,
right,
okay,
mindless.
I can just watch 20 minutes of this and like let my brain go on a vacation for however long. So we hadn't watched Love is Blind in a long time. And then I started hearing like good things about this season. And then we talked about this over on Patreon, but a bunch of my work friends have been watching it. So I said, I will watch it for you guys so that we can all talk about it on like some of our meetings.
Right.
And so, and Chris was like, yeah, I want to watch it because we really enjoyed it like a couple seasons ago.
Whoa. It's good.
Really?
Do you not feel good. Like it's a problem though, the spoilers? Because I feel like I know who ends up with who.
I haven't seen those. And I also, I've seen like some things, like there was like the whole Megan Fox thing.
Right.
So I like kind of knew those two. But
well, I guess that's true. I only know like a couple of them.
Ruined it for me at all. Like the enjoyment factor is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then I saw, did you see Travis Kelce was talking about Love is Blind on
Yes.
I was cracking up thinking about Taylor and Travis.
Same. That's what I thought when he said that. I thought, oh, they're sitting there on the couch.
Watching like, reality
watching
TV.
It. Uh-huh.
Stars. They're just like us.
Yeah, stars are just like us.
Like,
yeah.
Of course, they're just normal people, but you know put them into this king and queen category
of
life.
Right.
Like, they certainly must do things that are so beyond imagine. Like, they're on private jets all the time is how I envision
it. Well, yeah, and that is true.
Also just humans.
They sit on the couch and
living in
laugh
the world.
At Love is Blind. Colleen.
What?
How long have we been best friends? Like, 20 years. We met in like 2004, 2003.
Okay.
Like freshman year. And we were thick as thieves. We did have like
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's impressive, right?
Wow.
We have a lot of history together.
Uh-oh, where's this headed? All of a sudden,
I mean a lot to you. You care about me.
Is this going to, are we still on the reality TV topic?
How many times
do you have to tell
me? Have I asked you about Summer House and you say, yeah. And then, your team comes in and they're talking about Love is Blind. Okay. Oh, and then you say, oh, okay, guys, your wish is my command. I'm at your beck and call. Let me watch Love is Blind. Great. See where your loyalties lie.
That's a semi-fair call out.
It's and noted.
Can I counter?
Sure. Counter. Go ahead.
Here's the counter.
Not argument, because I don't want you to get on your heels. And I also am still committed to trying it for the second time, because I did go to Summer House and I did try it and I couldn't get into it. And it was
when did you do
one.
This?
This was like 2 years ago. I tried watching season one and I was like, couldn't like get there with it. So then it was like, maybe I should try some of the later seasons. So I didn't not do it.
Okay.
I just didn't get into it. And I haven't given any of the later seasons a fair shake. That is on
me. Yeah. And I do think the later seasons are better. I feel like, I don't know, but also we're in the later seasons. So I don't, you know, like that's more fresh in my memory. Right, okay. Right. I don't remember you saying that you even tried it.
I tried it. Chris and
well,
I
that's
both
something.
Tried it.
And then also Love is Blind a couple years ago, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's a snackable show. It is.
And we're at the part now, and this is the part I was talking about over on Patreon that I couldn't wait to see, where so what happens, if you haven't watched it, is a lot of people are dating behind this wall. They can't see each other.
If so you don't know the premise of Love is Blind, what the f*** is going on? Where are
that's
you?
True.
How do you
true.
Not know what, I mean, you maybe never seen an episode, but like,
good, smart,
set the, lay the groundwork. But like, if you don't know, we've got bigger issues.
That's
here.
True.
You
that's
know what
true.
I'm saying?
Well, right, there are right. people in the world who are like, who have not
I mean,
seen.
Fair.
But
I'm sure.
I think maybe a more common misconception is they think that's all there is. But that's
just dating behind the walls.
That's the beginning.
That's
the beginning. And so these people actually get like engaged before they see each other. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they commit to each other to marriage, then they like do this dramatic, they like, you know, the walls come up and they walk down this hallway and it's, and are they going to kiss or not? Because it's the first time they've even like held hands or given each other
each
a
other.
Hug.
Yes.
Then they have to live together. Mm-hmm. Then this is the best part. They throw them in the mix with all the other people that they dated.
That they dated in the pods.
I love that part. Mm-hmm. And that's the part we're about to get to.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And then if they don't break up before the wedding, they have to go through with the wedding and then they invite all of their friends and family. And then at the altar, when the pastor or whoever it is that marries them is saying, do you take this person? That's when they find out whether it's a yes or a no.
Yeah.
Everyone's there at the wedding, full dress and gown and tux and everything. And then they either get dumped at the wedding in front of or they move forward, you know?
It's crazy.
You know, the worst part of it is, tell me what your thoughts are on Nick and Vanessa Lachey. I think the worst part is that those two are the hosts.
I can't even, when they pop in and out, I could care less.
Yeah.
I really could care less. They bug me.
They're bugaboo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're bugaboo. I agree. Sometimes I feel bad when we talk shit about celebrities or when I talk shit about celebrities because I'm like, well, they're just humans. You know, they're humans who have a heart and they care. But also, listen, it's a part of it. Like, you're going to have people that just don't like you no matter what, no matter who you are. And it turns out I'm in the camp of someone that doesn't like those two. So the other month, maybe, Nick Lachey, he's on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he starts singing this song. Have you seen this circulate anywhere near you?
No.
And he starts singing this song and he's vibing like this. Hug over there, running up here. And it is so cringeworthy. And he's like, I used to do Music Friday. Should I bring it back? And all the people in the comments are like, nah, bro, we good. Like, we don't need this. Have this. Watch. Hold on. How do I do this?
We're good. We'll pass.
Oh, yeah, and he hasn't posted since.
Oh,
no. Why is this not, like, playing with sound? Oh, he must have turned it off. But you can even just see his, look at him vibing so hard.
Oh, no.
He's, like, really giving it to the mic. So his thing is, I used to do something called Music Monday where I drop weekly covers. Should I bring it back, TikTok? Let me know. Comments. Jessica Simpson is somewhere laughing so hard right now. I feel like I'm on a first date and he tells me, wow, I normally don't do that for just anyone. The Lyft driver who asked you if he can play his album. The guy at the party who starts singing Wonderwall vibes. Randy, that's going to be a no from me, dog.
Oh,
and then this person says, Love is Blind is going all right, right? This person said, it looks like it physically hurts for him. The straining. Anyway, I mean, poor Nick, you know, there's 23,000 comments on this thing. And he probably thought, because he was giving it his all, that this was really going to land.
I'm going to connect with people.
They're going to like this. And it's like, bro, you probably never should have been a singer.
Oh, no.
Or famous.
Oh,
for
no.
that matter. Because your hosting abilities aren't any better. He's giving Justin Timberlake vibes. P.S. We talked about JT yesterday.
Not good.
Well, not yesterday. Last Friday on Patreon. Guys, you got to go over to Patreon. patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
It is exactly those vibes.
It is, right?
Just trying so
it's like,
hard.
I don't know. White man giving like the bare minimum and thinking it's an absolute home run every single time. And you're like no.
I don't feel bad for them. I don't feel bad because it does come with the territory.
Right.
It does come with the territory.
And they've got fans, just not here.
On Love is Blind, there's a woman. She's the same Megan Fox type. She's that person who made that comment.
Chelsea
and then that is the one, I don't know if you saw, Travis was doing an impersonation of one of the girls on the show. That was her. And then so she saw it and did a story on her social media about it, that she had just like landed. And she's like, I'm mortified. I thought her story about it was actually pretty good. Like,
right.
Oh, she's, no.
She makes fun of herself pretty well. Like
luckily she can take it in stride. But if there was ever a moment where Travis or Taylor made fun of me, they're the biggest stars in the world right now.
Right. That we're obsessed with. Like, Chelsea's probably obsessed with them.
That would...
I don't know how I would come back from that.
No.
I don't know how. But I did think what was impressive was that she acknowledged it and she made light of it and like was kind of joking about it. Because then I thought, I had this whole thing play out in my brain, same as you yesterday. And then I thought, then Travis saw her video, because now all the like publications are picking up her response.
Right.
If Travis or Taylor saw that, which I'm sure they're going to, they might DM her directly. And then I thought, well, there's her in. Now she's friends with them.
Yeah.
It starts with her making a fool out of herself on TV, ends with her being invited to their wedding. Okay, well, I'll take it. I'll die on that.
That's
no
a good
problem.
Point.
Take
she has an
down.
Opportunity.
Opportunity.
And here. She's so far, she's using it well.
Yes, she is.
Ding, 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 ding.
Diddle.
Smooth, just like your eggs can be on your pans in the morning. Spring is here. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am in the spring, like clean mode and getting rid of a lot of things. Like I always get that itch, right? Of just like, what is not serving me? And things not serving me are like toxins and icky, wicky things that can get in your pots and pans, right? That like were like made that way. Not with caraway. Caraway's non-toxic cookware is the perfect way to kick off your spring cleaning. Again, they're non-toxic. They're made without any toxic materials like PFAs, PTFEs, PFOAs, or other hard to pronounce chemicals. But they're so easy to cook on too. Their naturally slick surface means minimal oil or butter for slide off the pan, eggs, and easy cleaning. The Caraway is so well loved. Over 65,000 people have rated 5 stars about their Caraway kitchen. You gotta try it for yourself. I've got all their pots and pans. I have their organization system, so everything always looks so dialed in my kitchen. I get compliments on how beautiful they are all the time, and I genuinely look forward to cooking in them every time that I use them.
Really? What? People are complimenting?
Yes, I have the like cream colored ones.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. And people are like, whoa, what are those? You know, because they're not your average Joe pants. These are really pretty.
No, they are. They are. I just was thinking about how do we, how old are you? Oh, I'm old enough that I'm complimenting my friend's cookware. You know what I mean? Like, that's the age we're at. But it's true.
It's good looking, clean cooking.
Our babysitter made brownie cupcakes the other day in our muffin tin, caraway muffin tin. And she was like, oh, sorry, I burned them. And you know when you burn stuff, like, that is hard to clean? No, not with it. Like, literally, it just, like, I wiped it off. Slide it was off. Crazy. Yeah. Visit carawayhome.com/sip to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/sip or use code SIP at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Are you going to do your colors? A lot of people are messaging, like, Colleen, what's the company that you use to do your colors?
You should see if there's a referral thing for you.
Maybe, yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah. I'll see if there's a referral thing to come, but I did Curate Your Style London. That's, like, where you can go to get
Curate Your Style London.
I'm looking at the color shirt you're wearing, and I'm like, that can't not be one of your colors. Like,
I feel like
with you, like, kind of that spring, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'll be so curious what you are.
I was so shocked
with mine.
Have you been implementing it?
Yes. I'm trying to implement it slowly, not trying to rush. I bought two things that are in the color profile, but I told my Stitch Fix about it. And then they sent me some things and I like rejected some because I'm like, nope, not the right shape, not the right colors.
By the way, Stitch Fix. Are you still doing Newly?
I put my Newly on pause, but I'm going to restart it. It's just because I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't going anywhere, but I'm going to hit start on it again this summer.
They have to have referral codes. Send me one because I keep getting hit with their ads and all their is stuff like Anthropology, Free People. Yeah. It's like all really good stuff that I would, those are brands that I like to shop.
Yeah.
So send me the sign up so I can sign up through your link because I want to start it for the summer too.
Yeah, I will. You had like the cutest pair of like Free People overalls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I went on Newly and found them and rented them and just like wore them out until I was like, okay. And then ready for fall.
Something new.
More clothes, whatever. And then sent it back. And
that's what I was thinking.
It's really
too,
nice.
Because I am such a sales shopper that I shop all the time and I buy things, but there's so many things in my closet that I don't really wear anymore, but I keep them because I own them. And so I'm like, I should. But then I want to actually buy new stuff and refresh it. But then I just have a bunch of in my closet. And so I was thinking, you should really rent more.
Yeah.
Like keep the staple, like you, what you said, the capsule closet, like staple pieces, but rotate in the fun stuff. Cause like, I'm going to wear those overalls this spring and I wore them last, I think I got them in the fall or something, but then I'll probably be done. Like they'll be out of style.
Yeah.
But I spent the money on them. So it'll be hard for me to get rid of. So I should just rent.
This feels like a Newly ad. It's not. But the other thing I like about it
Tons of rental companies, so it doesn't have to be Newly. I just liked what they were at.
The concept, though, is awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll send you my code. The other thing I like about it is if you like things, they'll sell it to you at a discount that's bigger than the sales you could normally get.
Which is great.
At those directs. So, like, I don't know if you remember the long sleeve top that I wore to California. It was, like, pink. We wore it out. I loved that. And I loved how it felt on me. And so I bought it. Mm-hmm. And I love that now it's like mine, but I'm going to be probably buying more from Newly with now that I like know my colors and my body shape kind of clothes, because I walked into my closet. I'm like, I have not been buying the right colors for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like my whole closet. Now I look at it and I'm like, my closet's kind of sad. Like I need to get some of these like more summery, soft summer
in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like the soft summer is like, the colors aren't bold and they're not saturated, but there's lots
of
really
like Easter vibes.
Pretty colors. Lots of really pretty colors.
Yeah, soft but colorful.
But colorful. Like I love all the pinks and the like pretty blue.
Blues,
like the blues.
Lavenders, teals. Yeah. I was looking at your soft summer palette.
Even the neutrals. Like I have a lot of black.
Yeah.
Black isn't soft summer vibes.
Okay. I have a lot of black too.
White is and creams are, but like the neutral palette too is just like really pretty. Like just more of those like ashy tones. Like black is more hard.
Yeah. contrast. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to check it out.
Okay. I have two fun facts for you.
Okay.
These are things about men and women.
Oh.
Differences.
Okay.
Did you know that men listen to the beat of the music and women listen to the lyrics?
Is that true?
Or like a focus on the beat and a focus on the lyrics? Because I think I listen to both, but I...
Yeah, I was going
to
put you in the beat category.
I think I care about... maybe I'm more of a beat gal.
And the only reason I say that is when we listen to Taylor songs.
Yeah.
Your first pass is like the overall, I feel like the overall vibe sound of the song. Yeah. How does it come together? What does it make me feel? Whereas I'm only listening to the lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely are a lyric girl, but yeah. I sort of feel like you're a beat girl first.
Maybe. Huh.
Where'd you get that fact?
From Chris. He found it on a podcast.
Oh, great. Okay. I mean, he read it on the internet.
This is science.
It's on the internet. It's true.
Do you feel like John...
Oh, for sure. He's a beat person. I don't think he gives a shit about lyrics ever.
I think Chris is a beat guy.
Yeah.
I think they're both. And I wonder, because I played music growing up, like in bands. I was in the marching band.
Right.
I wonder if I hadn't have had those experiences.
Mm.
That definitely is something. Like when you understand the structure and how to play music, I think you maybe hear it different.
Absolutely. I think you're right about that, which I never thought, but you're totally right. I'm an anomaly. I think you're an anomaly.
Music players aside. Okay. Here's a different one. Let's see if we believe this.
Okay.
Men face forward most of the time when showering. Women face backward most of the time when showering. And neither sex knows that about each other.
Yeah. I think that that's probably true.
I face backward a lot. That's part of my shower is I like will shower facing forward, like towards the shower head.
Water. Yeah.
And then I turn around a lot.
Yeah. I'm backward pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
Unless I need to rinse my front for some reason.
Right. I'll kind of like,
that's fascinating. But like
neither sex knows that about each other.
But I do think when I'm peeking over at John in the shower, I'm usually seeing his butt, not his junk. So I feel like it is. He's facing forward and I face...
Chris is a face forward too.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Guys, report back. Check in with yourselves and your partners. And I almost said something stupid. I almost said something so stupid. Like, if you don't have a partner, check on your dad. And then I thought, well, maybe not.
Maybe save that.
Maybe keep it to yourself. Keep it tight, folks. Okay. I'd like to hear. Like, if we take a poll of the Sip Squad pod,
right?
What do we got?
A sampling.
I could see that. I mean, so far we're 2 for 2,
right?
Between us,
yeah.
And I wonder what that's about.
Our email address is youcansipwithus@gmail.com. If you could share your thoughts about this and also any other interesting men and women facts or hunches that you have.
Right.
I think this is an interesting thing.
Yeah. You think? I agree.
They're different creatures, men.
Well, yeah, we could say that.
Yeah.
They're from Mars, right?
Yeah.
And we're from Venus?
Yeah.
Is that how that goes?
Are people still going to Mars? Isn't there like a Mars project still happening?
Is Mars habitable? I thought it was like hot there. Where are people going? There is a planet people are going to, I feel like. I don't know. All I know is I won't be going there anytime soon. Calls researching.
Oh, so there's going to be a simulation of life on the Martian surface. Oh. So there's NASA researchers that are going to spend a year in a habitat.
What in the heck?
Uh-huh. Like 4 people selected to live in a replica. They'll undergo an experiment where they live in a Mars simulation for an entire year.
Wow.
Only 4 people. You better get along.
And then I hope they don't have any family. Although maybe that's the same as like military families where they get deployed or something. That would be hard.
Yeah.
But whatever. People, like, that's their passion, I feel like, is science. If you're a scientist or like a NASA, you know, then
this
you're probably
fascinating.
Into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know what else is fascinating?
What?
Body odor is officially canceled.
See ya!
for good this time. Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concern about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me and Call, who love smelling great and feeling confident from head to toe. So I was using their deodorant, but the product I actually love the most is their whole body body wash because pH balance. So that can also go anywhere. Apparently, you're not actually supposed to put soap in our private part area because of the pH. So that can really throw things off. But their body wash is pH balanced for all of your parts. And also, it just smells really good. I got the grapefruit scent and it's like, I don't know, so fresh in the shower. I literally love using it. And they sent us some products to try, but I bought it with my own money using our code. And I'm on, I think, my second or third bottle of it now. Big fan. Huge.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code SIPWITHUS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code SIP with us.
All right, I've got a game for us.
Okay.
So I saw this and it's kind of like, you remember that game we played a while ago where it is, you say a word and then we go 3, 2, 1, go and we try to get to the same word?
Yes.
So this is how many points can we get? I say a thing, like name something in the sky or whatever. Okay.
Okay.
I've got like 20 of them. We can see how much time we have. And the goal is to get like as many as we can on the first, right? So I would say like name things in the sky and you go 3, 2, 1, then you say it, right?
Okay.
And then we want to match.
Okay.
Okay. So we're not like saying a word and then trying to match. It's like we get one shot at each category and we got to try to just, how in sync are we?
Like with the words that we're choosing, we're trying to match the words we're choosing.
Right.
So we're trying to say bird at the same time.
Right.
Got yes. it. Yes.
Which we would not have nailed that because I would have said star, but that's the thing.
Okay. Right? I love it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So here we go. Things at a movie.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Popcorn. Popcorn.
Oh, good. One. Got it.
Oh. Things. Oh, we don't keep going to like
no.
tickets and
no.
people. Just, and
it's wine and then next
gum
category.
On the seat. Okay, got it. Got it.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of like your version. So maybe, okay. maybe next time. Or if we want to like move it and whatever. Okay. So the next one. Things that are impossible to rhyme. 3, 2, 1. Orange. You got to go faster. You got to go faster.
Things that are impossible to rhyme. I was going to say things with Z or X or something.
Oh, okay. Like so X, I guess right. we didn't get that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
So you have to tell me if you're ready because if I go 3, 2, 1 and then I say
the word.
I thought
I was ready, but then I went blank.
You were.
I wasn't
yeah,
really ready.
Yeah. Deer in headlights.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Party snacks. 3, 2, 1.
Chips.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Good. Things that are cold. 3, 2, 1.
Popsicles.
Ice.
Okay.
All right. Close, close, close. Okay. This one's unique.
Great.
Rivers. Think of a river.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Mississippi.
Willamette.
Thought maybe one of the most popular.
Yeah, right. Whoopsies. Whale. Okay, fruit.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Apple.
Banana.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so we're two
a little bit of a cold streak here.
Okay, vegetable.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Broccoli.
Oh, yes! Yeah, we're back. We're back, baby. We are back in it to win it.
Bada boom.
Okay. Famous landmark.
Great.
You got it already? Yeah. Fast? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Statue
Mount
of Liberty.
Rushmore.
Great.
Right.
Okay. Are we thinking so, connections yesterday?
Was it It was like I was actually, because I'm like, why is that so top of mind? Yeah, Rushmore was one. Uh-huh. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Items found in a toolbox.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Screwdriver.
Yes. I mean, of course we got that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Emotions. Mm-hmm. Emotions. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Rage.
Oh, wow. Okay. Covering the gamut there. Wow. Rage. Like not even angry, just rage. She means business, guys. She means business.
I thought that would be a fun one that we would both say. It's fun to be ragey.
I do like being... do I like being ragey?
No,
I like to be ragey when I'm recording a podcast because it's entertaining.
Yeah.
But in my real life,
no, I almost said peace and then I thought, nah,
oh,
let's flip it.
Yeah, peace.
No.
Who wants peace? That's not fun. Boring. Okay, cartoon character.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to go with the classic.
Okay.
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 3, 2, 1.
Bugs Bunny.
No way! What? Oh my God, I'm seeing red! Because how did we do that? Wait.
Whoa. What a rush.
That is such a vintage pull from both of us. We have four little kids. Cartoons are on all the time and not, I don't even think my kids would know what Bugs Bunny is. And yet here we are.
Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Was that Nail City or what?
There was no other thing that I saw in my mind.
Same. I thought I should go more recent.
It's always been Bugs Bunny.
And it'll always be Bugs Bunny.
Yes.
Okay. Sports equipment.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Fascinating. 3, 2, 1.
Bat.
Jockstrap. Would you say bat?
Jockstrap.
I just thought, well,
out of all equipment. The sports equipment.
You said bag?
A bat.
Oh, a bat.
A baseball bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, I know what a bat is. You said a bag. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yours is pretty. That's a great one.
Thank
you. That was great.
Yeah.
I think I got this one. Musical instruments. I got it. You got it. We know. Colleen nodded at me and she said, we know. 3, 2, 1.
Saxophone!
And the crowd goes wild. Does everyone know why we know that?
I used to play saxophone.
She used to play it. She mentioned she was in the marching band.
Phonist.
Yep. She was CW Jazz, baby. CW Jazz. That was like her AOL screen name and every other name that
for
500 years. Okay. I don't know how many we've done so far, but we've gotten 6 out of 50.
I'm feeling great about this performance. Okay.
How about modes of transportation?
Okay.
Fine. 3, 2, 1.
Car. Yep. Got it. Easy.
Duh.
Easy.
Duh. I don't know, even hard. Board games. 3, 2, 1.
Scrabble.
Monopoly.
I almost said Monopoly.
We both
went
classic.
I changed it the last second.
Wow. Go with your gut.
I know.
Go with your gut.
Okay.
This one's tricky because I don't know a lot. Types of birds.
Okay.
I'm going with classic.
Okay.
Staple, I think.
Okay.
It's a staple bird. It's a staple bird.
All right, I'm gonna try and go in your lane.
3, 2, 1.
Eagle.
Parrot.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I mean, an eagle is
a parrot is your classic bird.
What? Classic bird. I mean, the eagle, isn't that like the bird of America?
That's more classic than a parrot.
It is. I was just thinking, you know, when you're a kid and you go on vacation and you can take pictures with parrots all the time.
Yeah.
Avery, you know, so I just thought, oh, these are a mainstay
cardinal,
of childhood.
I thought of pigeon. I thought of hawk. I had a few things.
I literally couldn't think of
around.
A single bird besides parrot.
People like to bird walk. That's a thing. I could.
Oh, yeah.
That would
I know.
Be
I see them. I walk.
Interesting
this.
Thing to do. Relaxing out in nature.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to relax. Relax.
No, enough.
Relax.
No, it would be relaxing.
Yeah. I go out walking. We live by this like nature reserve and I see people out there all the time. They got their cameras and they're just taking pictures. They're going very slow and they're just, you know, observing the landscape and seeing the birds. Yeah.
I also live by a place where people do that and they like dress in clothes to like blend in so that.
Oh. They don't freak the birds out.
Yeah.
Scare them off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A couple more.
Okay.
Household chores.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Dishes.
Yes. Yep.
Unrelenting, those dishes.
Zodiac signs. Tough, right? Because you're probably going with yours, but there's 11 other signs.
Including yours.
Including mine. Do you know what mine is?
Yeah.
Oh. Great.
Do you want to put that to the test? We're table talking.
Well, and I was going to say, I was going to go with yours, but I actually don't know what yours is because you're on the cusp.
Oh.
Because it's like literally they
then
change over on like the 21st or like the 20th.
Say what's in your heart.
Well, then I'm going to go with one I know very intimately.
Great.
3, 2, 1. Capricorn. Yeah.
That's yours.
Yeah. Are you a Leo or what are you? You are. Okay.
Yep.
Because I was going to say Leo, but then I thought, when does it switch over? Gemini.
Oh, yeah. They're wild.
He's wild.
Ben and Ellie are both Geminis.
Yeah, because John's May 23rd, so he's like right on the cusp too. What's Chris? Is he Aquarius or
Aquarius.
Is he Capricorn? Okay. No, see, he's the 20th and it switch. Yeah. Okay, so we did it. We did.
I think we won.
We got 9 correct. I didn't keep track of how many I called out because I got still more here.
We won the game.
Wait, let's do one more.
Okay.
Cereal. Like, you know, cereal brand.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I had one and I think I'm switching.
I am too.
Wow. 3, 2, 1. Cheerios. Yeah, that's where we ended. I knew we could do it. We got to 10.
That's great. I like that game.
I
want to
slam
really
something
fun.
Down.
I think what we should do next time is like Cheerios, and then if you get it, then you do another.
I like
you
it. Like I like save, it. I like
and
if
see
you
how
bomb
many
on
the first
do.
One, then you switch the question.
Then you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
my next one
agree.
Would have been Lucky Charms.
Oh, see, I first was doing Frosted Flakes, and I swapped to Cheerios.
Oh, but like the movie theater one.
Yeah.
There are several that we could have like seen.
Ticket.
How
screen.
Far can we stay on the
How
same
far
wavelength?
Can we go? Right. Ooh, that's what we should call this, wavelength.
Yeah.
Or something.
There is a game called Wavelength, and let's knock them out of business. Let's confuse the market.
Well, you told us about Wavelength, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an app and it's got to move over because there's a new game in town.
So I had a couple that I randomly made up and then I said to ChatGPT, I said, give me more prompts like this. And then it gave me a bunch.
Oh, good.
So then next time you come with some and we'll do it your way.
Oh, I love
it. But so far we won. That was a gold medal performance.
That's fun. Good That's one, fun. Ash.
All right. You know what else is fun?
What? Rant and raving?
Patreon.
Oh, yes.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
No. Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
Oh my gosh. I've been sleeping on John Mayer. Not with him, on him. I'll tell you whose music is not anything. So I turn on Justin Timberlake's new album and I'm like, you sound so desperate to be relevant.
Yeah.
And also, this sounds exactly like everything you've ever put out.
At the end of the day, music is very personal for people.
Yes.
It's very personal and it's art and there is no good or bad. What resonates with you is important. But like Kacey Musgraves just came out with an album. The reviews are kind of subpar. For me, I think it's some of the best music that she's ever put out outside of Golden Hour. So if you love the new Justin Timberlake album, great. I feel like we could talk.
Sign up now at patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
Let's land the bird.
We'll
you got any
the bird.
Rants for the week? My rave was Love is Blind. So you start and then I'll go and then you'll bring us home.
Okay. My rant is, I put it literally word for word. It says technology. I love technology. You know, I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
And like, I like Apple because I do think it makes my life easier.
Right.
Right. Everything's all integrated with my watch and my computer and my iPads and then my phone. And I can type something on the notes app on my computer and it goes to my phone, and I can add something into my calendar on my phone and it goes to my computer. Like all of it's and it's linked, yeah, you know, to my calendar, all the things. Just nice. But I changed my passwords this last week. And so oh my God.
Nightmare.
And so I changed my passwords, which, you know, you feel nice and secure about. That's good. But now nothing's talking to each other. And yes, the worst part is, ugh, for me right now is my calendar. And the reason that that sucks is because I have clients that like I have scheduled meetings with, but it's no longer showing up on my phone. And it's no longer showing up on my computer here. And I think that I've got it fixed where they're talking to each other again, because new appointments that are coming in are showing up, but nothing that's been booked so far, nothing is in my calendar. So now I have to like reference the app. And so like what I do every day or every night is I pull up my calendar on my phone to be like, what does my tomorrow look like? Or what does today look like? Right. Or I sit down to my computer and I'm like, what do we have? And then nothing's there. Ugh. And it is maddening. And I literally spent, I mean, I'm talking probably 5 hours on it this week. I mean, I went to the help. I had to do two different Apple chats and I was troubleshooting, Googling, doing all these things. It says you need to authenticate. So I go and authenticate. And I did that 25 times. And it's just.
That makes my head spin.
You're supposed to make my life easier. And look at you now.
That makes
you talk a big game and you're shitting the bed.
Wow.
I know.
So all of my stuff's like really dialed on my phone, like all my strong passwords and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I tried to log into like my personal Gmail using a computer. And it's like, what's your password? And I don't like it when the strong password doesn't know, even though it's the same Apple ID. It's like, we don't know.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Well,
I don't know my strong passwords. That's like auto-populated on a different device. Yeah, you have it.
You're
asking
that.
Me?
Yeah. What are you talking about? If you know the password, why are you asking me for it? You created it.
Yeah. Like, so now I'm like, no, I need to like reset my password on my computer, but all that's going to do is create another password that won't send to my phone.
Yeah.
It's just, no one has time for this.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah.
My rant is, and this is sort of the spring cleaning thing, is like how much stuff you always accumulate. And then just between kids' stuff, kids' toys, kids' clothes. Ellie's like really still in a stage where we just have a lot of stuff we grow out of really quickly. Like it's way worse like the first year, but even the second year is like, you know, between 18 to 24 and then 24 to 2T, and then it's just like, oh my gosh, the amount
and
of
now
just stuff.
You want her in like cute clothes, like when the first year she's like in onesies, you know, like okay, matter, whatever, easy, but now it's like cute stuff and then they grow out of it.
Yeah. And then you just blink. Like the kinds of toys that she's playing with. There's like a whole big now undertaking of like, it's not that big. It just always feels big of, okay, these toys aren't, these are kind of below her. And these books probably we don't need, you know.
Right.
And then just like, I still have like bottle stuff. And I'm like, nope, got to get rid of all the bottle stuff. And then, oh my God.
And then the other thing is, whenever it comes to that, I'm always like, I wish I had somewhere great to donate these things to.
Yeah.
And I end up just like dropping them off at like Goodwill or Salvation Army or something. And people always say like, take them to a domestic violence shelter, but I tried that before and they don't like tell you anything. Like you can't just drop them off at the three that I called, and they're like very hard because for safety reasons, right? So I found that to be really challenging. And then I'm like, tried to reach out to schools and I end up like, it's good stuff, most of it. Max stuff I could pass down because we have a bunch of little boys in the family, but Revy's stuff, we don't have any little girls and you're far away. Yeah. So yeah, but it's like good stuff. What do I do with it?
Yeah.
And I don't like giving it to Goodwill because then they're turning around and charging people that I wish I could just like give it to them, you know?
Yeah. And I've like posted some things on OfferUp for free, but that's also like, oh my goodness.
I feel like free
kind
on those things
of a problem. It's a hassle. Yeah. And I also don't really love giving out my personal like house address.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and I'm not going to deliver things. Like I just, anyway. And then even just like other just stuff. I'm like, oh, this is like a thing we just like don't need, or even my own clothes. And it's just the constant roundup of and purging. It's just like, ugh, I really.
It's nonstop. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a revolving door of like things coming in, things needing to go, things coming. Yeah.
And clutter bugs me. And so that's why it's always like a thing. It's for me. It's like, I just like don't like drawers full of stuff or whatever. Yeah. I don't. Ugh.
I need to Marie Kondo my house. If I could show you my desk right now, because clutter does not bug me until finally I like look at it and I'm like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Ew. Like get all this shit out of here.
Ew. I should, maybe we do like what you need to know is your faves next time, because my friend Michelle at the Organized House, she did my organization closet. She sent in, she's like, I think your listeners would love this stuff. And she's coming out, I think, with a book. And she like gave us some content to share. So I haven't looked at it that closely yet, but I'll bring it to the pod. Her stuff's always so great. So
yeah.
Bring us home.
Rave. So, I mean, I'm having trouble coming up with raves. And I've talked about this before because they're like the same things all the time. And so I don't know if I've used this one before, but I would say my favorite thing right now is watching their skill, Mac and Revy, like your kids' skills get really good. So what Revy is really good at right now is reading. It's kind of wild to me. Like at the beginning of this year, as in the calendar year, she could barely read like a couple of words, right? But like barely. And now she's pretty, like every night she reads to us. We don't read to her anymore.
Wow.
And there's like a couple of words in some books that she needs help with. But like for the most part, she's got, and it is so cool. And now like we walk out, we walk around in public. Like we went to their year checkup today and there's this play structure there. But I don't even, like our brains are so efficient that they are taking information in and like filtering, right? Yeah. And I see that on there it says do not climb. But I'm thinking like, okay, whatever. And then Revy says to Mac, oh, we can't climb on this. And I didn't think it was a thing that they were going to climb on anyway. It was like a playhouse, you know? So I didn't think to say that. And she goes, oh, we can't climb on that. And I was like, how does she know? And then I was like, oh, that's right. She can read now. Wow. We walk into the baseball game and it says like kids play area this way. And she goes, oh, there's a play area here. And I'm like, you're reading now, like full on, you know, and that's really cool. Max's skill right now is coloring and he is getting so good. And you, I mean, you know this, right? When they start coloring inside the lines, it is like so cute and cool. And he's learning about rainbows at school. So every one of his pictures is rainbows. It's as colorful as possible.
I love it.
You know, it's Spider-Man, but every little quadrant of the Spider-Man, you know how he's got the webs on? It's like every single one's a different color, but it's like so well. And watching him do it, I put a story up. I don't know if you saw it because I've started sharing them a little bit to close friends. And he does this thing with it. It's a tongue concentration. So every time he's coloring, I just watch his face because he's like, you know, doing these things with his focus tongue. And he loves coloring. And it's like, I don't know. So watching them learn these new skills, they both had their vision tested today. And there was a plus sign as one of the things. So there was like a coffee cup, plus sign, boat, like these things. And she's asking him, like we went right up to the vision thing so she could ask him the shapes. And she points to the plus sign and she goes, what's that? And he goes, I don't know. And she goes, what's it look like? And he goes, well, it looks like an X. And she's like, yeah, let's call it an X. And then he goes and he has to sit back and she's, you know, listening through. And every time they got to the X, he goes, I don't know what it is because it's not an actual X, but like, you know.
Yeah.
And then when we were by there, he said mug or something, but then he was back in the chair and she pointed at the cup and he goes, teacup. And just hearing, like, I'm like, I just think it's so cute and so cool.
It is.
And I love the whole thing. That's my rave.
They're little minds.
They're minds.
We did a chalk night the other night. We were just all like coloring with chalk on the sidewalk or whatever. And Ben was like his thing. And it's just like, we're making rainbow potatoes. And like, I was like, great. But just like, what? And it's awesome. I just love. It's like,
we're like, great.
It's great. Just, yeah. Their worlds are so full of like imagination.
Wonder.
And wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
guys,
this is it. You know, this is it for today, but not for the rest of our lives. Mm-mm. Slam the 5 stars. Come back every single week. Tell a friend. You know the things to do. We love you.
You can sip with us always.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.